Welcome to the special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Today we're bringing you Bishop Robert J. Brennan's homily at the Chrism Mass held at St. Joseph Cathedral on Tuesday, April 16th. Here's Bishop Brennan. Enjoy.
Thank you so very much for being here tonight. What a moment, what a privilege this is for me, the very first time ever to celebrate the Chrism Mass and to be among you who I'm still learning to know and coming to meet. But as I look around and see faces, I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces, old friends already, people from different parishes where I've been, the priests who I've encountered along the way, people who were here at the installation. The church is so alive here in Columbus. It was probably a little more than 24 hours ago that the eyes of the world were fixed on the devastating fire at the Basilica, the Cathedral Basilica of Notre Dame in Paris. The world was shocked. People, we had media people coming here to ask what we thought about the whole thing. Like, my opinion matters on that. But it is something to reflect on. And in fact, this afternoon I had a chance to talk with our seminarians. And we talked a little bit about it. It's on St. Gabriel Radio tomorrow. But some of the insights they offered to me were beautiful. They talked about some of the scenes that were present this morning as people knelt, prayed, weeping, singing the Ave Maria, praying the rosary. We heard today the cries to rebuild the cathedral, to rebuild the Basilica of Notre Dame. And as we reflect on its former beauty, how it lifted our eyes upward toward the Lord, that there is new hope, new possibility, new rebuilding. But they picked up that Franciscan sense of rebuilding, the idea of rebuilding my church. Rebuild, the Lord saying to Francis, rebuild my church. And they reminded me of how the faith of people just came alive and how this is a moment to rebuild. Certainly in the city of Paris and the country of France, but really as a global and international landmark, it's a chance for rebuilding for all of us. I want to bring it home a little bit. Seth has my crozier for me. I want to tell you a little story about this crozier. Much smaller scale, but a great reminder. This was made for me out of Long Island oak by a group of Marianist brothers on Long Island, Mareeba province. And because of their relationship to me and my family, has a lot of sentimental value as well as practical value. Now, you would think that would mean I would take good care of it. So, in Long Island, I was not treated as well as I'm treated here. I only have to think and somebody's right at my side. I have all kinds of people taking care of me. So, over there in Long Island, when I'd be celebrating Mass, I'd often be on my own and I'd just kind of put it over against the wall and leave it there and go on about my business. And so one day I'm there, I'm preaching. There I am, waxing eloquent. And all of a sudden, I'm in the pulpit and I hear, crash! I couldn't even look back. Well, anyway, when I saw at the end of Mass, they didn't even show it to me until the end of Mass. And at the end of Mass, they show it, and it broke right here. Right here. And it was, you might say a clean break, but all the shards, all the points were sticking out. And I said, oh, how are they ever going to do this? Now, the good news is the priest, actually it was the priest who made it, Father Garrett Long, told me, it has a lifetime guarantee. As long as I'm alive, I'll fix it. So a couple of people wanted to help, but I said, no, bring it to Father Garrett, I bring it back. And he put it back together again for me. Now, here's the thing. When he gave it back to me, he said, it's kind of like human bones, that where it broke and it's been glued back together again, it's stronger here than it is anywhere else. It's stronger right at this point where it was broken, put back together again. So here, my crozier now talks to me. You may think I'm crazy, but my crozier talks to me. The first thing it says is, you klutz, be more careful. But the second thing it says is, you can see this hairline fracture. If I didn't tell you this story, you wouldn't know this was the case. And you really have to look up close. But they made it for my height so that every time I look at it, what do you think I see? Right there. Right there. It's like the Harry Potter scar. It just stands right out there. You know what it says? I'm looking at this crozier that's been broken and mended. Now it's stronger than ever. And it says to me, that's you. That's me. It's us, isn't it? Broken, mended, and stronger for it. Broken and mended and stronger for God's mercy. Isn't that who we are as the church? People ourselves, people of God, doing the best that we can. Maybe not always under the easiest of circumstances, but we do the best that we can, and we want to be faithful, and we try to be faithful. But when we're honest, we know it's really about God's mercy. And so here we are, broken, mended, and stronger for it. That's the call of the gospel, isn't it, friends, brother priest? The Lord calls us at ordination. And he calls us as we are. Not because we're perfect, but because he sees something that we don't. And he knows where we're broken, and he himself has mended us. He's put us back together again. And that's where we're strongest. And so, it is. But now, this pastoral staff also has its own meaning and significance. The shepherd's staff. It's a reminder of responsibility. It's a reminder of responsibility that we all carry as shepherds of God's people. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed us. He sends us forth to bring good news to the poor, healing to the brokenhearted. He sends us to, as a whole church, he sends us to lift that heavy burden, that joy instead of mourning, and the royal diadem and the glorious mantle in place of a listless spirit. That image of a listless spirit, right? But indeed, as Revelation tells us, we have been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Indeed, broken and mended, put back stronger for it, but sent into mission. And that's where we are tonight. Today, we anticipate that great feast of Holy Thursday and the gift of Jesus Christ, asking his brothers, the apostles, to share in his ministry, to break that bread, and to pass that cup, that chalice of suffering, to feed God's people. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for saying yes to that call. On that night, he knelt and he asks us to kneel and wash the feet in humble service of one another. And so, in our own imperfect ways, we do the best that we can. We try to do that over and over and over again. As we bless this oil tonight, we think of the many different ways, the beautiful ways that people of God will encounter Jesus Christ in the sacramental life of his church. We think of the baptisms, people who are walking the road toward Christian initiation and the baptisms of our children. In just a couple of weeks, that chrism that I'm will bless today, that chrism I will use to anoint the hands. We have three of the four priests. My first priestly ordination. And people will be served by your hands, by your humble service, your humble love for God's own people. We think of confirmation, these hands that will bring about the Eucharist. We think of the oil of sick, those who are suffering. I was in one parish, and at the end of Mass, they prayed, "And Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be for the priest who might be there to anoint them in their illness and vulnerability." Tonight, we celebrate your witness to the life of God that is so beautifully here in our church. Indeed, we know that as individuals we're broken, mended, and stronger for God's mercy, and so it is for us as a church. And so we hear that call, the call of Our Lady, the call of Notre Dame, who encourages us, who never lets us down, and says, "I know that you can do this. You will be rebuild this church over and over and over again. And you, through your kindness and your sacrifices, bring the mercy of God to mend so many in their brokenness that they may encounter the joy of knowing Jesus Christ and living in his life."
You've been listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, and his homily from the 2019 Chrism Mass delivered at St. Joseph Cathedral on April 16th, 2019. Thanks for being with us. We'll now rejoin EWTN's regularly scheduled programming already in progress. God bless.